Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Empire.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Do me a favor, subscribe to the John Comm Report. Wherever you get your podcast, you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. You can find us there as part of Empire Media. That's A-M-P-I-R-E. Always much appreciated when you tune in. And don't forget, you can read my work on ESPN.com. Today, I'm joined by Chick Hernandez, who covers the Commanders and other sports in D.C. for WUSA Channel 9 CBS. Chick, of course, has been around the team for a few decades. I've known him for a long time, folks. So I wanted to bring him on so we can talk about some of the quarterbacks, but he was at the LSU Pro Day. He was at the USC Pro Day. So he has some good observations from those times. He talked to Brian Kelly about Jaden Daniels. And so listen to the conversation. And we do go into some other things, even going back to 2012 when Robert Griffin III was drafted, what it was like then. And can it get back to that point now? Because that's something that I was asked during my private Zoom session with some of the Gold members on Wednesday night is, can it get back to what it was? So we get into all that. And, oh, by the way, I also for ESPN.com, I have a story coming up, should be up there, I think, on Friday, about what Dan Quinn looks for in a quarterback based on his defensive background. So some good stuff there that I got from the league meetings. Chick and I also talk about some of the process ongoing here. And while, you know, there are certain things that may look like it points one way, people here with the team assure me they have not made up their mind. So I don't think, even if they're leaning a certain way, I don't think you make up your mind and for a couple more weeks, because they don't have to. You can lean a certain way, but you need to go through the process. Remember, keep in mind, anytime you hear anything, this is a process-oriented group. So it doesn't mean they may not be leaning a certain way. I don't know that, but they have not completely settled on one guy. But Chick and I get into all that as well. So here's my conversation with WUSA Channel 9's Chick Hernandez.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can upgrade your home with up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages from top brands like Maytag. Enhance your kitchen with the exclusive Maytag French door refrigerator and fingerprint-resistant stainless steel, only at the Home Depot. And with dual power filtration on the Maytag tall tub dishwasher, you can skip soaking and scrubbing. Right now, get Memorial Day savings up to $2,400 off select kitchen packages at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid May 16th through June 5th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Well, Chick, first of all, welcome back to the beat.
Thank you. Hey, thank you. That's an inside joke.
It's an inside joke. But I wanted to have you on to talk about, obviously, a few things. And you and I have been around a while. We probably combined for about 20 years of coverage here. Maybe
at least.
Maybe a little bit more. Maybe
a lot more.
Yeah, probably a lot more. But, you know, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks come and go. And we've been here for the start of some of these quarterbacks, et cetera. But I want to start with you with some of what you've seen. First of all, we're going to get into changes here too, but some of what you've seen from, you went to the pro days for Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And I'm just, let's start with Jaden Daniels because I think Caleb's going to end up in Chicago.
Most likely.
But with Jaden, when you were there, what did you see? And the other thing is Brian Kelly talked about the Washington part.
Oh my gosh.
And we can get into that because I never bought what he was saying anyway. But anyways, what'd you see from Jaden at that pro day?
Well, I just thought what I saw was a very fluid motion. I think that the kid is obviously talented. What we saw was the arm. We didn't see the legs, obviously, because there's no reason to run during a pro day. But he made every throw, and he made it with ease. You know, and one of the keys when I look at a quarterback, I mean, the downfield throw is what it is. Okay, you can throw a bomb. You could throw up, you know, 17-yard out. One of the most important throws, I think, and, you know, look, I played quarterback at a very lower level, junior college and high school, is the swing pass. It's a pass that has to be at the right spot in order for your running back to or slot back to get it and not have to be worried about getting killed and, you know, and in full stride. And he made those throws with ease. I mean, it was perfect. So, you know, nothing surprised me about him. Just and then got a chance to talk with him afterwards. You know, he is what he is. He's just a very humble dude, which is hard to say for a guy who's going to be a top three pick, most likely in this draft. But just has all the tools. And I think he said he was 212 or 210 or 212. Folks made jokes about I was just water weight to try to, you know, drink more water before the weigh in. But I think he'll be fine. He's got a quarterback's body. It's not, you know, Emmanuel Forbes slight, because no one in the league is Emmanuel Forbes slight. But it's he's just on a slender side, and the wear and tear is going to be a big factor for whoever chooses him.
You know, it's funny you bring up the swing passes, because that is one of the more that is a tough throw at times for quarterbacks, and it's tough for the backs to get that sometimes too. But it is. It's, you know, I remember watching Donovan McNabb would bounce some of those throws at times.
Yes, it's difficult.
It's not always an easy throw.
No, you've got to give your running back. It's got to be in the right spot. You know, I've done it. I did it to a guy in high school. I threw the swing pass, and as soon as I let it go, I went, uh-oh. And he got killed and came back to the huddle. And there was a silence in the huddle. And then he just looked up and said, don't ever do that again. And I'm like, gotcha. And, you know, obviously in the pro level, you got to get it because every step counts. And if you get it in that right spot, that guy has time to turn, look, and make a decision.
And then when you were talking to him, like, just as you talk about humble and all that, yeah. Anything stand out to you about what he said, or just even what things you saw with his interactions with other guys during that day?
Well, during that day, I mean, he was, you know, we didn't know he was out there at first. And then we realized he was out there because he was out there for all the other measurements, the broad jump, the vertical, all of that. And he was screaming for his teammates. So he was out there. It was, and, you know, we've seen some guys do that, and it's, you're not quite sure that's if it's an act or not. This was not an act. And talking with his teammates, Malik and those guys, they've all said he's the same guy he's been since he's been here. And he makes everybody better, which is what you want out of that position. And it's not fake. He was literally cheering his guys on to get the best numbers out of themselves for the upcoming draft. So, you know, there's not a, I don't want to look for a negative, but there wasn't one.
Well, you know, it's funny because the people who wanted him to run the 40, they should have timed it when he ran after Malik Nabers, because that was about 40 yards that he ran down there to green him after his 40.
Yeah. And Malik is a freak, by the way. He's a freak. While he says Malik says he's humble, he was very, very confident. Very, very confident.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And so when you go, you went to Caleb's and then you went to there. Yeah. How did, and again, I know the choice most likely is not between those two, because Chicago is going to take one of those. So, but again, Caleb, but what was the difference between those two being there, seeing those guys close up, your comparison maybe for those two pro days and those two players?
Well, I went to Caleb one because he's also a DC kid. Correct. So I've seen him in high school at Gonzaga, and to watch the transformation was really, you know, it's kind of wild. Back in the day when I was at Maryland, I watched Lynn Bias transform, right? So, and I apologize for my clogged nose. I'm a little stuffy today. It was, again, Caleb did his pro day because he wanted his teammates to get a look from the NFL guys. There were 22. I think it was the largest that they've had at USC. And what I saw out of Caleb, I don't think he was as sharp. He wasn't as sharp as Jaden Daniels was. And he'll admit it. But he's also got a different body, a little more thick on the lower half, you know, a little more stable. He can take some hits. He was 212. He made sure everybody knew that. He said, I want to be able to take a hit from an NFL lineman, get up and go, still here. It was different. Even from the PR standpoint, you know, they had us in a straight line, and wherever Caleb came, whoever was going to get him, we just happened to have a long microphone stand, and I could get to him. But it was it's a whole different ball game. LSU was, man, it was, you know, it was well run. Not to say that USC wasn't, but it was more sharp. But it was, you know, it was cool to see him, and he's a star. He's a rock star. I sat and talked with Dennis Simmons and Coach Riley the day before, the USC coaches, about him. We'll air some pieces during draft week about what the NFL is getting out of Caleb Williams, but he just wasn't as sharp as you see it on tape in a game, but made some throws that you just go, you can hear people going, oh, you know. And I watched the Commanders brass, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, the scouting staff. I watched the Chicago Bears. And there were throws that he made when heads just kind of, they looked and then looked at each other like, oh, okay. So that was the cool part, to see that in person.
When those guys were also at LSU as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
What reactions did you see out of those guys at the LSU pro day?
It was a little more, how do I put this? Giddy is not the word. But I think, as you just said, you know, earlier, I think we all know that Caleb most likely is going to Chicago. So it's going to be Jaden, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, who knows. But they were like, they've had conversations with Jaden. They were going to have one later on after the workout. It was very, he walked up to Adam Peters. And, you know, it was a very, very big bro hug that took place. So the conversations have taken place. These guys are getting to know the players. It was just a little more like this, I don't know how to put it, but it was like, this could be our future.
You know, it's funny because everybody reads into the bro hugs like, oh, they gave one to Drake May. Oh, they did this with J.J. McCarthy. Oh, they did this. They're greeting all these guys with an air of familiarity each time, and a sense of like, this could be our guy.
And, yes, you know, they have to.
But it's funny. Yeah, they have to. But it's funny how like, it's like, how long did they embrace on this bro hug? How? Oh, you know, it was a fist bump versus this. What does that mean?
Well, that's the whole thing behind the Brian Kelly, right? You know,
right.
You know, that was he said twice, you know, for the Commanders. But, and you know, when I'm doing a piece, there are times when I need to and times when I don't need to, you know, put my entire question in there. It was obvious that I was from DC. He knew that. And that's how I couched the question, that, you know, he very well could be a Commander. And I said out loud, he could be a Commander. What are the Commanders or the league getting in Jaden Daniels? Brian Kelly always ended his sentence with, for the Commanders. And people went, what? He knows something, which is ridiculous. Because as I think you would agree, what I love about this staff is there ain't no leaks.
No.
They are so close to the vest, as opposed to the Exxon Valdez, the prior staff, which just, you know, leaked everywhere. This was different. This staff is different. They'll give you little things, but, you know, I believe them when they say we're not sure. Actually, I don't believe them now. I think they know who they want now. But I think back during the pro days, I think they generally wanted to take a big look and get a chance to know the guys, which they're doing. But Brian Kelly doesn't know. Brian Kelly's selling his guy. He knows right. His guy's going in the top 3-4 picks. It's a no-brainer. So why not say for the Commanders and help the DC audience out, I guess.
And, you know, it's funny you say you think they know now. And I know they're still doing stuff on each guy, right?
Correct.
So, you know, it could just be validation at this point. And I think I'd be surprised if they don't have it, if nothing else, if they don't have a big lean. And then just like maybe, because I think you still want to get these guys in your facility, go through that just to like, okay, where are we at now? Where now? Still this guy. Okay. But, you know, they're still, because I think there's still time if they get a guy in the building and say, I just don't know.
Right. And no, that's why you have them in the building. That's right. Why you have them meet the entire staff. But you get a sense by going to the pro days and then going out to dinner. You know, it sounds simple, but going out to dinner and with the player, with the family, all of that, you get a sense. that's what they have to do. I will say that this staff has left no stone unturned.
Right.
I've seen that. And so I do think that they are leaning towards someone. Do I know who that person is? No. Would I imagine who it is? Sure. We all get in that speculation game, which I hate, by the way. I just want to see the pick. I want to see what it is.
You're still
let's have it happen.
Go Knicks.
sorry. Let me tell you something.
I did that with Sam Fortier yesterday too. Sorry.
Did you, you know, we surprised folks, Penix.
Yeah.
Okay. Him running as fast as he ran on two, knees that were, have been, constructed, reconstructed, that's a big surprise. He's going to be, I think he's actually going to be pretty good in the NFL.
He's an interesting.
I'm partial to left-handed quarterbacks. So.
Well, he's an intriguing guy because the talent is there. The medicals are the concern.
Correct. And, but he throws a different ball, man.
Yeah, no, there's a lot to like about Michael Penix. The concern is, that at the age is something.
Right. Sure.
But the medicals are a lot. And yeah. I think that's where it's like, if the reasons that he would drop or not go in the top 10 is medical. So anyways, who would you, if you say you think they're leaning away, what do you think, which way they're leaning?
I think, the cycle of the PR people that behind every athlete, right? For a while, JJ McCarthy was quiet, right? He's like, okay, he's good. Now that cycle's starting to amp up. I would think Jaden. I would think Jaden. But here's the thing. Adam Peters is no dummy. We know this. And the reason that it's not a foregone conclusion is some team could go bat poop crazy with a trade. You got six picks in the first 100. What are they offering? Who do you want? Can we flip? All of that. I'd love to be in that war room and to get and see those phone calls, right? They're amazing phone calls and how that all works out. I would lean towards Jaden. I think that's because I've seen him in person.
Right.
That's why I would lean toward him. Des Pardell, my partner, was down there and saw Drake May. Drake threw 70 balls that day. That's the other thing, right? How many balls did who throw? Blah, blah, blah. Drake, tough kid. But he's out of it. I don't know if there's a blemish isn't the right word, but you're kind of, we just had Drake May, and Sam Howell, a little bit, right? A little bit. The guy who's tough.
Bigger version.
Bigger version.
That
tough as nails.
Yeah.
Right. Can make throws. Doesn't leave the game. Sam never left the game. Right. All of that. Got a great head on his shoulders. I can't wait for April 25th.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Me either. But, going back to, and I agree, and I joke about Bo Nix only because I know he's not going there. I think the guy can, he'll get a spot in the NFL and all that. So
sure.
Bo Nix fans, I apologize. but it is an interesting one. And we've, and you're right about this group being, they're not going to tip their hands.
No,
they're not. I've talked to people who are close to these people who say he's not even telling me. So I think you need to make sure before you even get to that point. And even if you do, you may not say anything because leave it open for the possibility of a trade. If let's say New England really wants Drake May and they're not sure what you're going to do, then this, you don't know. And
you don't know. And I'll tell you this, being at both USC and LSU, when the Commander's brass walks in, it's like the rest of the league's like, they right now they're sitting pretty, and it's like, it's not like it was the last 20 years. You know, this, it is so different. And it's like, everyone comes over and says, what's going on? Hey, and they're picking brains. It's a whole different vibe. They're sitting in a catbird seat with the number two pick, with the six picks in the first 100, all of that. And everybody knows that they have good heads on their shoulders right now in that building. And so it's funny to watch the other people from the league react now, as opposed to before, where it's like, okay, yeah, sure. Let's go this way. Now it's like people gravitate towards Dan Quinn, the Adam Peters, all of that.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Trades, free agents, quarterbacks, and all kinds of adventures await the Commanders this offseason. Looking for an adventure of your own? The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring has you covered. The country's largest ropes course and zipline park, located in Montgomery County, Maryland, is now open. Named Best Amusement Park and Climbing Destination in the DMV 2 years in a row, the Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is perfect for birthdays, corporate outings, groups, and families. With challenges anywhere from beginner to expert, there is something for all skill levels. Anytime you're thinking about reaching new heights, make sure you know before you go. The Adventure Park at Sandy Spring is the only ACCT accredited park in Maryland or Virginia. Staying on the ground, give axe throwing a try. You can throw at traditional targets or play any number of interactive games. You can even upload your own image. So there you have it, folks. Climbing, ziplining, axes, food, and bonfires right in your backyard. Reserve your adventure today at www.theadventurepark.com/kime. That's www.theadventurepark.com/kime. There was a day, you know, when some people were here, they might gravitate because they felt they could fleece them. So,
correct. So yes, that, and they did.
And whether it's agents or other teams, like, oh, look who's here. We got, you know, cha-ching. Let's go.
Cha-ching. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the circus with Robert Griffin III, his pro day, you know, with, you know, Shanahan. I mean, I think he did a purple nurple on Robert as they walked by. A little twist of the, like, what's going on here? Like, what's going on? It's just so bizarre. Knowing that Shady probably didn't want him, but he was forced to take him.
Well, I think it also, even back then, what I remember back then is, like, even some of the coaches now would say, it's not so much, like, for Shanahan, it was about the trade itself. Like, if they had known they're going to have the cap penalty, he wouldn't have advocated for, or he would not have agreed with that trade, because you're giving up way too much to get better. But, and some other coaches have told me later that they just weren't able to do their due diligence on the quarterbacks to that point to know if, like, okay, is this going to work or not? But regardless, it happened.
Yeah.
What do you remember about it? Because we were both here at that time. And I remember just the excitement for Robert was just off the charts. And
it was.
How do you compare that to this time around? Because, listen, this could be a transformative player if they get this right.
Yeah. What I remember is, you know, I sat down with Robert the day before pro day. We came down early. So I was the first to sit down with him and kind of got a clear sense of that he was. I remember asking him, which is odd now that I remember this, but I said, do you like the nickname? It's a nickname that I didn't say. If anybody remembers, I would not say. We had a dollar jar because I thought it was the stupidest thing. RG3. It was longer than saying Griffin or Robert. It didn't make any sense to me. So I said, do you like the nickname? And he went, not really. I'm like, huh? But, you know, it's the brand. I'm like, okay. Now I know sort of where this is forming, right? And then he was a brand guy all of his pro career. But to see him in person and make the throws and how fast he was. But he's a football player, but he was a track star in a football uniform. And we saw that bear out the way the body took the blows. But it was complete excitement. Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin, who's it going to be, blah, blah, blah. I remember, you know, watching the, at that point, the Redskins brass come in after a late night dinner with Robert and come into the hotel. And there's a lot of internal alcohol rubs going on there with Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder. And I thought, this is done. It's a done deal. The excitement was phenomenal. Obviously, his rookie year was, you know, it was insane. Our shows for that point was Comcast Sportsnet. We did our pregame show out there at the stadium. It was off the chain. Just hundreds of fans watching a pregame show, coming in afterwards, the postgame show. It was as good as it gets, as good as it's been for this franchise prior to 1992. That's what I'll say. This is different because a lot more homework's being done, and you're seeing, you know, there's a couple more quarterbacks that are really good quarterbacks, right, that could play in this league and could be your franchise, as opposed to, you know, back then it was Andrew and Robert. That was it.
Yeah, because Tannehill went a little bit later.
Right.
And, you know, but he was not in line for, nobody was talking about him as a possible second pick. Although,
no.
The funny thing is, I think if they had stayed put, it's who they would have taken. Good or bad.
Good or bad.
You know, and, but, you know, how do you think this could, obviously, the level of excitement is different because there's not just that one guy. If it had just been Caleb and Drake or Caleb and Jaden,
right,
I think people are going to talk themselves into something, or not talk themselves into it, but that it wouldn't be this sort of discussion. It would be all on this one guy and what he could do.
Yeah.
Do you think that this can get, can this get this franchise back? And is this the pick that can get back? Do you feel like these guys are those kind of players?
I think they can be a part of it. What I like is, you know, look at what they've done free agency wise. Everybody's like, oh, they got these older guys. Well, they got a bunch of guys that can play, can still play. Everybody's like, oh, Bobby Wagner. Well, London Fletcher was older when he came, if I'm not mistaken, to the franchise, and had some pretty good run with the Burgundy and Gold. I think that they are kind of fitting pieces in, and that's what Peters does. He's got a puzzle and he's putting pieces in. And if you want to make fun of Marcus Mariota, go ahead, but he's a viable quarterback in the National Football League that can help out while the young gun gets ready, or they just throw him right in. You know, I think, yes, it's going to be the quarterback's going to be a difference maker, whether that's right now or not. I was looking up numbers. Last year's rookie class, Bryce Young, started 16 games, played 16 games. He was 2-14. C.J. Stroud, 9-6, started 15 games. Anthony Richardson for Indy, he was the fourth pick, 2-2, didn't play until later in the season. So the expectation level is going to be great from the fan base here. You've got to temper that. And I think Peters, Quinn, even Cliff Kingsbury know that they can't come out of the gate and it's going to be spectacular. And that's why they're getting these pieces in, the Ecklers and all of that. You know, I think that's what's going to take place. This team's going to be better. It's going to be better across the board. At least that's the way I feel about it right now. There was such a last year watching going, every post game, you're like, what do we ask Ron now? I think this is a whole different ball game. Dan Quinn is a whole different ball game. And we need a 7-second dump button for Dan Quinn because he's flat out said, I'm going to curse. That's great. I love it.
I don't have a problem with that. But it is funny because, and I did these private Zooms for some of the gold members on the podcast, and somebody asked me, can this franchise get back to what it was as far as like selling out FedEx and doing all this? I'm like, if they hit on this quarterback, like, yeah. I mean, the Robert season was electric.
And electric.
If you can get like a quarterback like that and they start to win, people are going to go, I would think they're going to risk you. You're from this area. You know. I
mean, yeah. Yeah. There's no question. It's not a front running town, but they are starving. What does everybody talk about? Oh, when we won those three Super Bowls, dude, that was 1992 was the last one. Stop it already. That was a long, long time ago, but that's what they still remember.
Yeah.
The generations afterwards, I feel bad for them. They have no idea what winning is like. They don't, you know, 2012. Okay. Got a division title, but that's it. It's So they're starved for it. Will they come back? They'll come back in droves. Yeah. They'll love the coach if they're winning. He'll be a guy who's fiery. Ron pounded the podium twice in his career, right? I mean, cursed out somebody or whatever the first time, you know, that first year. You might have asked the question. I'm not sure. There wasn't a whole lot of fire there. It was just the same thing over and over again. You don't get that with Dan Quinn. That's not going to be the case. They're going to see a passion. And I think that the team will feed off of that as well.
Oh, I think so too. And I think that's why when we had those Zooms on, what's today, Thursday? Was it Wednesday? Yeah. I think it was, right?
Yeah.
So, but with the returning guys, and I know, like, you and I, again, we've been here for a little while. We've seen a number of regime changes, and you get a lot of times the same stuff.
Right.
But I do think there's something a little bit different this time.
When you hear, you know, Deron Payne can give you an answer, and you just kind of go, what? His exuberance on the Zoom on Wednesday was palpable. Tress Way, one of the best sound bites on that team. But yeah. Did he just let it rip during that Zoom? It was awesome, right? He was so excited. It's different. Sam Cosmi, who I think you recall on the Zoom, the last things he said to us in that locker room on the closeout day was, we should run the damn ball. Yes. He was so grumpy and so ticked off. And then to see him, and I asked, you know, what all the influx of new people, and he was his face lit up. So, and they were saying, right, it was like, I'm on a brand new team where I'm a freshman in college. I'm just come to see, and I'm like, all these new faces. When you're sitting in a meeting room, you're like, oh, Buddy Wagner. Oh my gosh. Austin Eckler. Oh, you know, and they're like, they played against it for so long, and now they get a chance to pick their brains. It's just a whole different vibe. It's from top to bottom. You know, the fish head was cut off. We said it. As soon as the fish head was cut, things are going to change. Things are changing.
They are. And, you know, the other thing Sam said too was how, you know, he feels like he gives some input to O-line coach Bobby Johnson. Now, I don't know how good some of these coaches are going to be, but I think for some of these players, if they feel like they can provide some input, it would go a long way. Because I think for a few of them over the last year or couple, they didn't feel like they had that ability.
No. And obviously, you know, Eric Bieniemy was running his offense, and he did not veer from that when it was called for. Obvious at times that you needed to switch up, and that wasn't taking place. And that's why you got guys, offensive linemen coming off the field going, what are we doing here? What are we doing? And they were right. And that's why everybody's gone.
Right. And it's, I think that, you know, regardless of how someone, I think the ability to do that matters to these guys.
No question. Yeah. If you feel like they've invested in you and you're invested in them, and that's part of the team framework. If you have that, it's not just an autonomy, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't work. It does work in New England. It worked in New England because you had a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach. They don't have that here. They're going to have to do it as a family. And right now it looks, you know, until they put, you know, fingers in the dirt in September, we'll see. But right now, everything they've done so far has made complete sense to me.
Yeah, me too. And I think, you know, I always like, if I can understand the plan, whether it works or not,
right?
You can understand it and say, okay, there's a logic behind it. Not every plan is going to work out. But I think when you approach something with a plan, eventually, if you're good at what you do, eventually it will work out.
I tell people, because Brian Kelly asked me, you know, what's it like in the building? I said, Coach, for the past 15 years, you walk in the building and people that work inside Ashburn almost didn't make eye contact with you. It was like, hey, how you doing? And they were on to something else. Now you walk in and it's like, hey, what's happening? Eye to eye contact. How can I help you? It's a small thing. It goes with the culture change, all of it. It's just different. Right, you feel better walking. You feel good covering it, as opposed to we're all guilty of it. The last decade, walking in that building, and going, all right, what do we got today? You know, where can we go? Where are we allowed to go? Right? It was like, you know, single file, all BS. It's a whole different regime. They do need to fix the building. if by NFL standards, I've heard from players, they walk in and see the weight room and go, what?
Yeah, where's the other half?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's different. I think the ownership is going to change that. If I know they're going to change that, whether it's in Ashburn or somewhere else, that's going to be changed.
Right.
So they're doing the right thing. And that's all you can ask. Harris, Ein, Rails, they're all doing the right thing.
And I think what you see when you walk in there, the word is called happiness.
It is
funny though, because what a difference it can make. And that's why when people talk about changing a culture, it's everything. And it's not everything. It's not just in the locker room. Cause there've been times in the locker room where it's like, they have a good football culture, but the building itself was not. And so I think that's the thing that does take a while to make it not just a first-class organization. That's what you want. I remember when Shanahan would come here, he'd talk about like the Niners and all that. They haven't had that here in a long time.
I will say, and
we'll have to end on this because I got about a minute left.
All right. Bruce Allen, if a player walked in the building, there was no hugs. There was nothing. Right. Zero, right? You've seen the way the guys react to Adam Peters when they walk in the building, right? It's just different. And I think that's going to, whether it equates to wins or not, it's going to be a better product. Simple as that.
But it's also, last thing for me on like the Bruce Allen thing, you'd have people who would work here who would say, yeah, I worked on this project with him. And then like when they're done with it, he basically wouldn't acknowledge them. And that's a small thing, but I think it goes a long way toward making people, everybody there feel important, which I do think, when you do that, it creates a much, you still need to get the quarterback right for all that stuff. Yeah. You got to get the quarterback right. But there's a reason why people like working for Joe Gibbs and et cetera. And like when you make people with every job feel important, then it carries a long way and it trickles down to the organization. So
no question. Next time when I come on, I'll have no cold. Sorry, I sound like I'm.
Chick, thanks for coming on. When can tell people what you're going to have coming up? Real quick.
Draft week, we'll have specials on Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels all week, and then I'll be at the draft to talk with the number two pick of the Commanders, and Des Purnell will be in Ashburn to get the reaction from the Commanders brass on WSA9. Ding, ding.
Thank you, Chick.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's it for this episode. Thanks to Chick for joining me, and thank you, as always, for tuning in. I'll be back on Monday with another episode as we inch closer to the draft. I'll talk to you next time.